Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Ten minutes past 8 o'clock. It is Wednesday morning, the 16th day of August, 2023. Good morning, everyone. I'm Scott Micklin. Thanks for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM over the air here in San Juan County, New Mexico. In Durango, Colorado, we broadcast, of course, at 103.3 FM and anywhere else on the planet. If you want to tune us in, just go to our website, of course, KSJE.com. Welcome also to our viewers who are joining us this morning because, as you know, this is a community-supported visual radio station, so video of this program is streaming out live to the KSJE Facebook page and our YouTube channel. So welcome aboard, everyone. We are glad that you are with us because our topic today, Dining with the Dead, the annual event put on by the Rio del Sol Kiwanis Club. We'll be talking with some of the characters, and I do mean characters, who are involved in the program this year coming up in September. They represent important pioneers from Farmington and San Juan County's history, so we'll get a little history lesson as well. That is coming up this morning here on KSJE. Then later on this hour, we'll check in again with, another character. Ron Price is going to be here with another lesson about life in the sandbox. We're pulling it from the archives because we gave Ron the summer off, but he'll be back with some new episodes very, very soon. That's coming up at 8:50 a.m. this morning on KSJE. Mick S. will be here next hour, Roving with the Arts, our classical music program. He is featuring music today from Gustav Mahler. You'll hear that coming up next hour on KSJE, and that'll take us to 10:30. And right on Four Corners, our local and regional author program. Del Sheree Gladden hosts that program with a local and regional author. Stay tuned for that today at 10:30 on KSJE. Also a reminder of our latest KSJE On the Road program. We went down to the Farmington Civic Center and took a look behind the scenes at Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. It's on stage, of course, for its final weekend coming up Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You can check out our program. It's on Facebook and YouTube on the KSJE channels. Outside our studios here at San Juan College, it is mostly sunny this morning, 66 degrees at the moment. We are expecting a partly sunny day today, maybe a 20% chance of a shower with a high today, 91 in Farmington. More chances for rain overnight with a low of 64. Take a look at tomorrow, 70% chance of showers on Thursday with a high near 90, 89 with a chance of showers on Friday. Maybe things will dry out by Saturday or Sunday. High still, though, near 90 for the next several days and the mid to upper 60s. I'll be back with my guests right after this. KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center, whose vision is to deliver world-class care, making life better for the communities they are privileged to serve. Offering a comprehensive range of inpatient, outpatient, and emergency care services so residents can live life better here. San Juan Regional Medical Center, community owned and operated, here for you. KSJE is supported by the Farmington Civic Center, presenting Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat at 7:30 p.m. Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, and 2 p.m. Sundays from August 10th through August 20th. Performed by members of the Four Corners Musical Theater Company, including a 40-member youth ensemble who've been rehearsing all summer. Joseph in the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat at the Farmington Civic Center. Find out more at fmtn.org/shows. Back in Studio A this morning with my guests, as I mentioned, to talk about the annual event from Rio del Sol Kiwanis, Dining with the Dead. And joining me here in the studio, take a look at all these great guests this morning. Ron Price is here this morning. Good morning, Ron Price.
Scott, good to see you again, sir. You're looking good.
You bet. Thank you very much. Charlie Tyler is here. Good morning to you.
Howdy.
Good to see you, sir.
Good to see y'all.
And Dice Earl is here. Good morning to you.
Good morning, everybody.
Everybody is here to talk about this event that is in for its 10th anniversary. How about that? And I think Charlie and I have been involved all 10 years.
Yeah, we have. 10 years, long time.
What does that say? We can't say
I
no.
I can't say no.
Not to Jill, right? That's true. But I know the other two of you have been involved for at least a couple of years. I know there's a story about that, too. And so we'll talk a little bit about that. But this is the annual event that takes place in Green Lawn Cemetery and talks a little bit about some of the folks that made Farmington's history and tells a bit about their stories. And so that's kind of what it is all about. And we'll show a little bit about the poster. And it involves us and a bunch of other people, too, who'll be portraying different folks from Farmington's past. So we have a great selection here as well, a great sample of them. And I guess, Charlie, let me start with you and talk about your character, because you are maybe the more youngest, I guess, of the folks, right? Because
yeah.
You are Harry Allen this
yeah,
year.
Yeah, I've never done anybody from the, you know, from this age group.
Right.
You know, always the 1800s and things like that.
But yeah.
I'm Harry Allen, and, you know, the claim to fame was he was part of the Allen family and involved with the Allen Hotel downtown, involved with the Allen Theater. He actually played the organ back when you used to have somebody playing the organ behind you. And
right.
And then the claim to fame was he had adopted a group of girls that were not adopted, but they became known as Harry's Girls. And they were a softball team, very, very successful softball team.
Yeah.
And got invited to the national championships, ladies' championships in Detroit, Michigan.
Okay.
And so Harry and their coach was from Sacred Heart. He was the priest at, or he was the father at Sacred Heart Catholic Church.
Mm-hmm.
And they took the girls up there and, you know, didn't have all the success. They were undefeated around New Mexico.
Right.
But these 12 girls, only two of them had ever been outside of Farmington to Albuquerque, and none of them had been out of the state. And so going all that distance, and they won their first game 9-0 because the Montana team didn't show up and had to forfeit to them. But then in the second game, they played a team from Detroit, and
right.
they had some really big gals. But the pitcher for Harry's Girls got a Charlie horse and had to go out in the fifth inning, and after that they scored 15 runs on
Ouch.
18 hits in
Ouch.
The last two innings.
Right. Okay.
So anyway, they got knocked out, but they had a wonderful time going all the way to Detroit. So.
Right. And this is around what, the 1950s? Late 40s?
It was the 1940
okay.
National Women's Softball Championships.
Okay.
And so it was the 1940s. And
so this is an era when women weren't really doing a lot of professional or even semi-professional sports, I think, is the point, right?
Yeah, not at all. And
yeah.
But they had a girl on the team that was, her name was Frankie Weatherington, and she had quite an arm on her. And so she was the pitcher. But when she went down with the Charlie horse in the finals, there was no way they could compete, because they just didn't have another
right.
person who could pitch as well as she did.
Exactly.
But the big claim to fame was that they also locally here, they played the boys team that Bob Ricketts had, and they beat the boys team 1-0.
Take that, right?
Yeah.
And and hopefully folks realize Bob Ricketts is the Ricketts behind Ricketts Park.
Amen.
Right. Not
yeah.
not a slouch in the baseball world either here.
That's
locally.
Right.
So that was quite the claim to fame. And so you've been learning more about Harry Allen, and you're be portraying him, of course, and there's limited information, I guess, about him, right? You mentioned that he played the organ in the theater.
Played the organ in the theater. He worked at the Allen Hotel. You know, he was there when Teddy Roosevelt came into town with his family and stayed at the Allen Hotel. And the biggest thing there was, you know, they said that Teddy Roosevelt's kids were awful brats.
No.
But
apparently he hadn't started carrying the big stick yet, maybe.
Yeah,
when
really.
That happens. But okay. And the Allen Hotel was located just almost a block off of Main Street there on Allen by Arrington, I think,
kind of in that
parking lot by the Civic Center now.
And really, Harry had a place that was downtown near the theater and the hotel called Harry's Place, where one side was a soda fountain, the other side was a bar.
Right.
And, you know, everybody said that Harry made the best hamburgers in town. And they were always trying to find out what his secret ingredient was to making the best hamburgers in town. So
he never said, did he? I don't think he ever said what it was, right?
Oh.
We don't know, or do we?
Well, no.
Okay.
And that's something that he took to the grave with him, and I don't think he's going to share it anytime soon.
Not now, no. But there you go. But you'll be Harry Allen.
I'll be Harry Allen.
Dining with the Dead.
Looking forward to it.
Greenlawn Cemetery. Very good.
If I'd come out.
Yes, exactly.
It's always a sellout. Every year it's a sellout.
That's true.
So.
That is very true. And we want to remind folks about tickets. You can get your tickets to Dining with the Dead. Let me back up here and show you that information. $30, dinner and the tour. Again, this is an event from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. on September 9th, a Saturday, Greenlawn Cemetery. They're selling them at Howard's Cleaners and at Artifacts Gallery. And RioDelSolCiwanis.com is the website. There's phone numbers. There's a QR code. We're just so advanced. We got everything on the screen to show you how to join us for Dining with the Dead. But let me turn to our other two guests and kind of talk to you both at the same time because you two are related in your characters,
sort of, kind of, right?
And so I'm not sure the studio is big enough, but we're glad we kind of squeezed you two in. But the Millers are here this morning. Dee Searle and Ron Price play the Millers. And so talk to me a little bit about this this couple, because they have quite the story, and you're going to be performing together during Dining with the Dead. So talk to me a little bit about the Millers.
Well, AF was...
Careful.
AF was just not comfortable staying in New York anymore. This is... I played Julia Ann Gould Miller from Vermont. And AF just was very
frustrated.
Yes.
Oh, all right.
It was getting way too crowded. All those immigrants moving into New York. We had to get out of there.
Yes. Well, and then he informed me that our family was moving to where?
Pueblo, Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
To live by my brother.
And I looked at him like he was crazy.
Yeah, I saw that look a lot.
A lot.
And you got to Colorado.
Got to Colorado. And then I found out about this fertile farmland where three rivers come together down in New Mexico territory. So I told Julia, we're moving down there.
And this was the beginning of the long-lasting difference of opinion.
I can say that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And so you both moved halfway, more than halfway across the country. And Julia was following in AF's footsteps, I guess, right?
Yes, over the Rocky Mountains.
Exactly, with all your worldly possessions and everything else. And AF kept having these new ideas of where to live and where to go, from Pueblo down into this new area of Farmington. And there wasn't much here when you both got here, as I recall, correct?
Oh, except for abundance of sagebrush.
There was plenty of that.
Oh, yes.
There was only a few dozen families living here then, though. We were kind of surprised to see how small the town was.
And so you two opened up one of the first general stores, I think, that was in Farmington,
and
correct?
Post office.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And hotel. We had the first hotel in Farmington.
Take that, Allen's.
Beat you.
Right.
Yeah, we started off in a little two-room adobe house, but then we built a 14-room, do I have to keep doing the New York accent?
I don't know.
It's hurting my tongue.
You started.
We built a two-story brick house with 14 rooms, figuring we'd live in some of the rooms and we'd rent out the others.
Gotcha.
As a hotel.
Okay, here's a picture of the store and maybe the first house maybe that you lived in next door. I don't know.
Well, the house was attached to the store.
Right.
So that little portion to the right was their home. And then they added on the portion to the left.
Right. And we think that was located maybe on Main Street over by Vine or in that maybe area. Is that what we think?
Well, we owned the property between Court Ave and Orchard Ave and on both sides of Main, north and south.
Right.
160 acres. Boy, I'd like to own that today.
Right. And so that's a lot about the east end of downtown, if you think about downtown that way, right?
Right.
Yeah. And so you all owned all that land, and it worked out well for a while.
Yes.
And then, Julia?
I think we ought to wait and let people find out.
I think they should find out when they come and see us.
Okay. I don't want to give it away, but there's an important development, let's just put it that way, that happens.
Yes.
As your relationship doesn't develop.
Took a turn.
Took a
turn, yes.
There was a divorce. We'll just leave it at there. Okay.
You know, it's hard to... Never mind, I won't say that.
Okay. Okay.
Because in real life, Di and I get along real well.
You do get along very well. I know. I'm glad.
And I don't want to ruin that.
But that's true. Okay.
What about your character, Mr. Famous Radio Host? Are you prepared to talk about that tonight?
I can talk a little bit about my character, who was George Newton Norton. He was a telegraph operator, grew up in Ohio, and made his way west and started a family and built probably one of the larger homes in Farmington, I think, as Mr. Miller did. But that house is still standing, as a matter of fact. And so talk a little bit about his story and how he got here and a little bit about some of his accomplishments and things along that line. This is the house is here on
Is that his house?
Apache Street.
Sure.
It's for sale. You're welcome, realtor. But yeah, it is. It was brick, I believe, and they've covered it in this white siding. But he talks about the three-story window on the west side of this house. And if you drive by Apache Street, right across from Navajo Prep, and you can see the Walmart sign in the background there. But he thought that was quite the innovative design, having this three-story window on the west side.
I've always wondered why a house like that ended up where it was. Thank you for telling me.
Yeah, there you go. See?
And that's just the point of Dining with the Dead. You learn, you know, you drive down Allen Avenue. Well, who was Allen? You drive down Locke Street. Who was Locke?
Right.
And it's just nice to put some of the history together with our present day experiences.
That's very, very true. And of course, you know, Apache Street was the road to Shiprock back in the day. Main Street didn't extend much beyond Airport Drive. And so you had to kind of make that jog to Apache and keep going west if you wanted to keep driving out to the western parts of the county. So that was on the main road basically back in the day when it was built. Mm-hmm. But talk to me a little bit about why you all are part of this. And Charlie, we talked about you and I being involved for 10 years because we just can't say no to Jill. But what is it about the event for you?
You know, I've learned an awful lot of history being involved with the program. But the other thing is I think that the Kiwanis Day Soul, what they're doing with the money is helping children and helping families. Mm-hmm. And you can't help but be involved in things that are helping the, helping our community. Even though I'm not a member of the Kiwanis Day Soul Club, I stay involved with everything that they're doing. And I really want to support what they're doing and try to get people to come out. Every year it's a sellout, and so we get lots and lots of people coming through and learning a lot about the history of Farmington. And like I say, the character I'm playing this year was born in the 1900s,
right?
Yeah, but he was born right here and he was raised right here.
That's right.
So,
right.
I mean, that's unusual. Most of the stories are all people who moved to this area when it was opened up.
That's right. But as we get more recent history, maybe we hear more about these locally born folks who then you know, contributed to the community as well, like Harry Allen did.
Well, and years ago, I played Bob Ricketts.
Yeah,
so right. I've done other more contemporary people.
Right. True. Very true. And we talk about Rio del Sol Kiwanis. I just want to mention their charities, of course. They're known for the Clothes for Kids and the Coats for Kids events that happen in the fall, Shoes for Kids.
Books and libraries.
Books and
libraries.
That's true. So all those different things that they do.
They also lined up the kids. We have a couple of dress rehearsals, and they lined the kids up to come during one of our dress rehearsals from school so they can get involved without having to take on any cost of doing this. And for the most part, I have to admit, the kids usually are very in-tuned to what you're saying, and few of them are so, I mean, they're all taking notes. You can see they're supposed to take notes, but they also ask questions, and that's what I like.
Nice.
I got involved. I've been to the performances multiple times, and then last year they needed another guide, and I thought, sure, I'll do a guide. And I was going to be the first woman's stagecoach driver in New Mexico, which was a very interesting story. And her name escapes me, Sadie something. But they had a person who dropped out as one of the characters, Mrs. Swinburne. And they asked me if I would do it, and I said, in a week, you know, deer in the headlights, okay, I guess I will. And it went off okay. It went off really well.
And Mrs. Swinburne, for folks who don't know,
the Swinburne famous school was named after her.
Right.
And you know who dedicated the Nanuscan? She taught every child that went started in elementary that was graduating from high school. When she died, the high school dedicated their nanoscan to her.
Nice.
When she died.
Very good. Well, and they named a school after her, too. So yep. I know she was very well thought of in Farmington, as we learned from your character, from your portrayal. And Ron Price, you're no slouch. You've been part of this event for a few years.
You know, let's dimension guides. We have two functions and equally important.
Right.
Guides, when you come, you eat your meal or you can eat after the tour, but you're assigned a group and a guide will lead you from station to station to station. And the guides are giving you some information in between. They're filling in the story.
So these people are volunteering to do this.
Right.
And taking time out of their schedules. And we have 15 people who have offered up to come and help us. And the event, you know, would go off, but not as well as if we didn't have the guides.
Right.
Very important.
So exactly. I was a guide the first year, I'm guessing 6 or 7 years ago. And then I got to be a character. And I don't know which one I enjoy more, to be honest with you.
Right.
They're both different, but really enjoyable. And it's just a great experience. We've mentioned Jill a few times. We ought to probably give her more credit. Jill McQuarrie.
Yes, indeed.
Every year she says, I'm not doing this again. Because it's a lot of work. It's a lot of frustration. But every year she's back doing it again, forgetting the trauma that she had to go through and remembering the joy and the benefit that comes from it.
Well, and again, it's a fundraiser for the club. And as we mentioned, they do a lot of great things in the community. And but look at all these people that Jill is trying to wrangle to try to rehearse and get together and learn their parts and things like that. But in addition to those of us who are here, there's a lot of other names that I'm sure folks will know, like Ed Marquez playing a relative of his in this. Rick Burns, Gary Hansen. Jean Beaujean is going to be here. Tom and Tara Taylor are going to be there as their relatives as well. Deanne Waters, Shelley Deedy, Tony DiGiacomo, of course, and Nikki Taylor with the Stockton stories, and Chuck Holmes, of course. So we have the Stockton brothers and one of their spouses.
You know, and it's interesting. Every year there's one character that's there, Ike Stockton. He's the most famous, even though he's not buried in Green Lawn. And that's another thing. Not every character is buried in Green Lawn.
We try to.
And we say that. We say, you know, I'm not buried here, I'm buried. But they're still a part of the fabric, the history of it.
Sure.
But the last couple of years, we've had Nikki be Ike's wife. I think this is the first year that we've had Port join them in the three of them.
I have not seen Port before,
I think we've done Port separately.
We've done Port separately.
But I don't think we've ever had the three of them. So every year it's different. If you've been before, you know what, come again. Different characters, different portrayals.
Sure.
A different experience.
And different parts of the stories, too, I think.
Different parts of the stories.
That are told
as well.
I also
like the fact that they're including people who are from Aztec and Bloomfield and buried there, because they all started here and wandered that way. And I think what I'm most impressed with all of these people is what they went through to get here. And the strength of these women, husbands dying, and they're having to take hold of everything and walk animals a mile in the winter to get water. And, I mean, the women during that time period were so strong. Not that they're not now, but the strengths they had to have were different.
Well, in the community at that time, as we mentioned, when some of these characters got here, citizens, there wasn't much here. Farmington was still pretty undeveloped. Yeah. Aztec was the big town at that point in history.
Right.
And even that was saying something. I mean, really, maybe Durango would have been even more developed than down here because of the history and things along that line. So when you're coming from places even like New York, and then you go to Pueblo, and that's maybe a step, and then you get here, and maybe you don't even have a sidewalk or a paved road outside your house.
But not one tree.
Yeah. That's saying something.
And as Di says, as her character Julia, it was treacherous going, pulling those wagons on the narrow trails across the Rocky Mountains. She was just recovering from about a scarlet fever, so she was weak. She wouldn't even ride in the wagons, you scaredy
cat. She walked. Across the Rocky Mountains.
She was terrified.
Alongside the wagons.
Terrified to ride the wagons.
It. Right. Yeah. So. Exactly. It's quite the story.
All
and we
the
hear
while.
That every year from these characters about the trials and tribulations to get here.
It's
and
amazing.
Then, and
amazing.
Then what they built. And look around you at Farmington, Aztec, Bloomfield, and San Juan County. And this is what these individuals helped to create out of not a lot.
We know, like Charlie mentioned, I mean, there's an awful lot of history coming out that people wouldn't know unless we did this. And I think history is extremely important to people of the community.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you know, you go back and you start hearing about Cox Canyon, and you hear about some of the other things that you know where these places are at, but the history and the people that helped develop this stuff. And, mm-hmm. you know, they did have a lot of land, just like y'all had a lot of land. And nowadays, you know, we have our homes, but it's not a lot of land, you know.
And right. A little plot.
So. Very true. And we hear a lot about the Wild West. And I don't know if folks that live in Farmington, Aztec, Bloomfield realize that we were pretty lawless back at some parts of the 1800s with the Stocktons.
Oh, no kidding.
And some of the shootouts that we had here in San Juan County, not mm-hmm. just in Durango, but also down here. Kind of went back and forth across the border. And and a lot of folks, some folks left town for a while mm-hmm. because it was just so dangerous.
That's
and
true.
There wasn't a lot of law enforcement here.
That's right.
That's in our script, isn't it?
That's in our script.
Okay. Oh, pardon me. Well,
no,
he's
getting no, that's away. Fine. That's fine.
You know, I want to point out something else. Charlie's mentioned a couple of times it sells out. Usually yeah. 2 or 3 weeks in advance. Mm-hmm. So what does that tell you? An event that's been going on for 10 years, obviously people know what it is, and it still sells out 2 or 3 weeks in advance, tells me it's a worthwhile
pretty popular.
Venture. Yep,
that's true. Mm-hmm. Yep. Very true. And well, and it's limited, right? There's a limited number of
right.
spots,
mm-hmm.
so it's not a big crowd necessarily. And when you are guided through the cemetery, you're with a group of maybe 15 to 20 other folks, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
And again, dinner's included. $30 the tour, 4 to 8 p.m. on September 9th, rain or shine. We know about that.
Well, and I'd also mention if you have a lightweight chair that you want to bring along, mm-hmm. bring along a lightweight chair
good,
to set in.
Good
because
call.
Sometimes we'll have a few chairs there, but not near enough.
Right.
And so,
good point.
You know, lightweight chairs.
And the ground is very uneven and difficult to walk across, although they're trying to make it
true.
Less so.
But you know, another part of this whole evening, Green Lawn Cemetery, like I told, I was talking to you, if there's a prettier, more peaceful cemetery somewhere than Green Lawn Cemetery, mm-hmm. I want to go visit it because there's just, I mean, we can be proud of mm-hmm. Green Lawn Cemetery. Mm-hmm. They keep it up real well and the trees and just the whole feeling of being there. There's
peace.
A reverence, if you
peaceful.
Will. And,
true.
Mm-hmm.
Very
and
true.
A peaceful time. So that's a part of the evening as well.
Exactly. Well, and I know all of us are very respectful when we're there and we're standing by the graves of these individuals mm-hmm. that we're representing. And mm-hmm. I think the tours are very careful as they walk to the sites and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I want folks
mm-hmm.
to understand that this is done with respect to the mm-hmm. folks who are there and the families
mm-hmm.
and things
definitely.
Like that. But it is a great way to learn local history, and that's mm-hmm. what this is all about. And the stories are really amazing, as we've said, and from all the folks that are a part of it this year. So we encourage you to join us at Dining with the Dead. Again, it is coming up. There's a bunch of other performers who are going to be there, and you'll learn a lot. And some of the stories intertwine, too. You kind of hear a little bit about some people earlier on, and then all of a sudden they pop
mm-hmm.
back up later in the tour.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, oh, I remember hearing about that person.
Mm-hmm.
So
we've played William Locke, I think, in the past, haven't
yes.
we?
Yes.
Because
mm-hmm.
yeah, as for this character, I learned that he, William Locke and my character, A.F. Furrier, A.F. Miller, is that my name?
A.F. Miller.
A.F. Miller.
Yes.
We're close friends and went off on trips together gathering supplies to bring back to the town. I didn't know
right.
that.
Didn't some of your kids marry each other from the two families? Wasn't that
well, that's not in
too?
My script this
was
year.
That,
not
or somebody
familiar
else.
With that.
Yeah. Somebody else.
Maybe.
I'm thinking,
oh, maybe.
No, I'm thinking somebody else.
Maybe.
I probably heard it from at a rehearsal somewhere.
But here's one teaser. You've noticed, I'm sure, that on the east end of downtown, the streets don't line up together.
Mm.
Maybe you've wondered why. Well, on September 9th, you'll find out.
Okay.
Yes, most definitely.
I would like to know why. That's
okay, then.
It's annoying to get out, try to cross Main Street.
Get your tickets at least 2 weeks in advance.
Okay.
Hours, cleaners, or artifacts.
All right,
and you
fair
can...
enough. I'll do that.
Actually, you can't get a ticket. You're in it.
Sorry. I'm in it. That's true. I'm already kind of, yeah.
You've already paid your dues.
Signed up for that. That's true. Very good. Well, thank you all for coming in this morning.
Thank
final,
you, Scott.
Final thoughts about Dining with the Dead? We'll see all of us there. We'll all be in costume and ready to go.
Pray for no rain that day.
That's true. That's true.
Has it rained? I don't. Not since I've been involved, it hasn't.
We had a sprinkle 1 year.
Maybe
okay.
a sprinkle.
Right. We had a sprinkle.
Yeah. It's usually okay. Pretty warm is maybe the issue.
It can be warm. Yeah, so an umbrella perhaps. I'm glad you mentioned the chair. Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially if you have a hard time standing.
Possibly an umbrella. I may have to take one.
It's comfortable shoes, as you comfortable mentioned, shoes. Too. Exactly. Yep. But your tour through the cemetery.
So, it'll be enjoyable.
That's true. Very true. There you go. Tickets, Howard's Cleaners, Artifacts Gallery, RioDelSolCamuanas.com. Point your phone at the screen and shoot the QR code, and that should take you to the website as well. Phone numbers are there if you have additional questions. But we will be there, rain or shine, dining with the dead at Farmington's Greenlawn Cemetery with my guests on KSJE. Thank you all very much.
Thank you, Scott.
You bet. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.